From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Today I'm at the beach, and the water here used to be the Southern Sea. This would be connected to the North Sea. In the middle of the Netherlands, you've got this big hole. And it was a sea where fishermen would go fish. But it also was a threat for the lower part of the country. As you know, a lot of the Netherlands is below sea level. And so, in 1932, they closed off this bay of the North Sea. And it became a huge lake. And then they drained about half of the lake. And they created new land. And over there in the distance, you can still see the fringes of that new land that they created. That is what in the Netherlands we are very good at. It's creating land where there was water. Now, I'm here on the only day of the week that we have good weather. The rest of the week, the predictions are terrible. It's going to rain all the time. It's going to be very, very gray. And I'm here for a reason. I need to be outside. I need to be in the sunlight. And that has to do with my health. So last week, you came with me to the hospital to draw blood because I had been suffering from extreme fatigue. And this has been going on for months, every day almost. I was so tired that I had to go to bed in the afternoon. If I woke up, I would be still tired. And there are various possible causes for that, of course. The first thing you want to do is to check the blood. At least the doctor wanted to do that. Well, I've got the results. And lo and behold, all the blood values that they examined are normal. Some of them are excellent. But there is one problem, and it's a big problem. And that is, I suffer from vitamin D deficiency. The amount of vitamin D was less than half of what it should be. And so that needs to be fixed as soon as possible. So this week, and the next week, I'll be getting some extra dosages of vitamin D. And then after that, I have to continue to supplement with pills, with the vitamin D pills. That will hopefully quickly bring back my energy levels. Because a deficiency, vitamin D deficiency is the cause of all this fatigue. So I'm super glad, I'm very excited and thankful that we found the cause, finally, and that it is fixable, and that there are no more serious causes for this. Now, the reason that I'm walking here outside is that one of the ways in which your body creates vitamin D is by the sun shining on your skin. It's by being outside. And this also makes it clear to me how I got this deficiency, because for the past few months, from September on, I've been working really, really hard and doing a lot of editing. I was all the time behind the computer, inside. The artificial light, of course, cannot compensate for the strength of the sunlight. And so that is a very important way to get vitamin D. Also, it's present in like fatty fish. Liver, I think, to a certain degree also in milk products. Hey, doggy. Hey. Yeah. This is a fun place for dogs, because you can run and it's outside, and you can even swim if you want to. Hello. And every once in a while you come across a priest carrying a weird device in his hand. So, in terms of nutrition, there's only so much that you can do. And of course, everyone is different in terms of how well a person absorbs the vitamin D. So I'll probably have to be much more careful with this in the future. But at least we know what was going on. So I'm truly, truly excited about this. I'm also very hopeful that I get my energy back very quickly, because believe me, working in the kind of work that I do, where you constantly have to be on in a certain way when I'm talking to you guys, I cannot be like, today I'm so tired. I've Whatever. I can't do that. I have to communicate. Same thing in my work for television. In the parish, the masses, the homilies, it always... You always need to be on. There are certain expectations also when you're present, when you're in meetings, running Tridio, all that. It's got to be constantly on. And not having that energy is so frustrating. So, because I have plenty of ideas. It was not a depression or anything. I knew that right from the get-go, because I had so many things that I wanted to do. I just couldn't find the energy. It was as if the battery was constantly depleted. So let's hope for the best. I'm still, even today, even though I'm now on because I'm recording this, but on the inside, I'm very tired and I can't wait to go back home and sleep a little bit more. So, but I wanted to give you this update. So hopefully, very, very soon, I'll be back to my old self. And I want to be, and I need to be for 2018, because I've got way too many cool things that I want to do, and I want to share that with you. Speaking of sharing, thank you so much for watching this, for listening to this. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already on YouTube. And if you want to help me do this, if you want to support me financially, then I would really welcome it, and you can become a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Thanks in advance. I'll talk to you soon. Take care, and God bless.